Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Reach for the sky, hold your head up high for tonight and every night. You're a superstar.
I just want to say to everybody, it's been a ride. Have you ever heard, well, no, of course you haven't, because this is something I came up with. I like to say that teamwork makes the dream work. You understand? You get it? Because it's something I wrote. Teamwork, we're a team. We're a team working together. And I had a dream, and you're making my dream work. That's how it works. I basically think of something, and you as a team perform. You get it? You get what I'm saying, everybody? I'm trying this out because it's going to be on my new Lead Her Ship tour. You like Lead Her Ship? Can I get an audience action on that? Anyway, I'm really proud of everybody. It's been the best group of people I've ever worked with. Not you, Matthew. But everybody else. You know, let's pour one out for Lexi. She's a lovely person. She's a beautiful person. Did her job well. I want to say one more thing. I was watching St. Elsewhere all night long. So, Courtney, it's going to be a cleanup on aisle 4 in my cabin. So, I'd bring a poncho.
Welcome to Below Deck Med, everybody.
Welcome to the finale. That was the tip meeting. That was the last tip meeting.
Yeah, I almost for sure.
Almost. Y'all, you can hear that. You can hear her girlfriend or in her DJ set that song.
Yeah.
You can reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars. She really did say teamwork makes
which
the dream
work. She apparently
work.
Wrote. I didn't know that.
New to me.
Yeah.
New to me. Y'all, this is season 6, episode 17. Nothing comes over easy. Unless it's Poodle or me on a late night.
I come over quite easy.
Very quick. They call me. They don't call me sunny side up for nothing.
I'm like the roadrunner. Hey, how long do you... I'm already here.
Here.
Right. I'm outside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You hear me beeping the horn? Let me in.
Are you here? Yeah, actually, I just left. There's some cum on your door. Sorry. I was going to knock.
So
couldn't make it.
Y'all, this is our finale. And boy, if I didn't think Captain Sandy could make my teeth hurt more with her ridiculous shit she says.
That's a good description.
After everything she's put everyone through.
Yes.
Katie, Malia, the judgment on... And Matthew is a complete and utter asshole. He's a complete ridiculous person. But she still has to
and
kind of stay friends. Oh, y'all, shots fired on Watch What Happens Live. They were just on it. He basically said, "You're the worst captain." I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually felt bad for Captain Sandy for him saying that, because he's shitty and he will try to take down anybody.
Also, I think this is.
He said, by the way, if you don't know, he said, "You're the worst captain I've ever worked with in my long history of yachting."
Also, y'all, this is just my speculation, so I don't have any evidence of this, but I just want you to think about the difference of the way Mayhew treated women on this ship and the difference of how he treated
totally.
Men.
Totally. No, I get you.
So I think he would not say that to Captain Sandy if she was not a woman. I think he's got some internal misogyny bullshit going on.
Totally.
And he needs to fucking work that out and go away. Because he's
awful.
She's not a great captain.
Worst chef.
But he is such a gross human being.
Yeah.
Please go away.
Actually, sadly, not one of the best chefs cooking-wise. But boy, what a terrible human being.
What a terrible human being. Y'all, if y'all want to hear us talk about terrible human beings, be sure to come to our live show. It's in the Linktree links in the show notes. Chicago and New York, we got plenty of tickets.
Yes.
Sign up for that.
Mostly on the Fridays. I don't think we have any, maybe a couple in New York on Saturdays.
Literally like maybe two.
Yeah.
But yeah. Be sure to check those out.
We're excited.
Follow us on TikTok.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. We're on TikTok now and doing Reddit.
TikTok.
Follow us. Sorry, we didn't do any announcements, but that's basically it.
Oh, that's right. We do announcements.
We had to
talk about the Lead Her Ship tour.
But yeah, it's really the bullshit that she put this crew through.
And just the constant overthinking and constant saying, "Are you sure you want to do that? Well, Malia, don't know if you should. Katie, not sure. Lily, what are we going to do with you?"
Yeah, what are we going to do?
You know, and the rage where she has it's y'all. If you've ever had a manager like this, they try to act like they feel so much. They get emotional because they want so much for you. That's not good managerial style. It's not a good. Oh, she's so awful. I actually don't know how she is as a person, because I don't think we ever see it.
It feels disingenuous.
Yeah.
You do feel like you never really.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's
in it to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
So.
Can't fault her. I'd play a captain on TV to make money.
This is in the middle. I'd watch that because it would be a comedy. Ridiculous.
So
we're in the middle of the shittiest breakfast ever.
The shittiest, y'all. It's now. Some chefs would say, like, I know that, like, part of the thing of like French cooking. Like one of the beginning things they talk about all how to make eggs.
Yeah,
and it's a big
eggs
deal.
Eggs is a to make if you can make a perfect egg, that's a big deal.
So whereas you think like, so what I took from this is a lot of people think, and didn't he say he studied in France, right?
I think so.
So
he studied all over the world.
I didn't have I'm different, whatever. And so you're thinking, Carl, he can't make scrambled eggs. Well, this is different for him. And so
it also
tells you,
it doesn't matter how talented you are, if you're confident and you are 4 years old inside, it doesn't matter how
doesn't
far.
Matter.
You will always be an underconfident little shit.
Little shit.
Inside.
And that's what he is. Meaning, one thing that bothers him about me so much that actually
bothers you about him.
That's what I said.
I'll tell you what bothers me about you.
You do, day on the daily. His constant need for validation.
Yep.
And this.
Exhausting.
This neediness. What is that needy? We just talked about a needy center.
Needy amorous.
He's needy amorous, y'all. He is needy amorous.
Sex parties.
He is, y'all, anyone with empathy for another human would see Katie's really fucking stressed right now. She's got a lot on her plate. Let's not think about that, and let's only think about me. God, I hate this guy.
Yeah, he just can't. So he's still...
I wouldn't piss on him if he was on fire, because he'd probably be into it.
He's still complaining. He's still reeling about it. He's saying, what am I gonna make, Katie?
Because he used salad that tasted like beets the night before.
I do have to say, this is more of a critique of Katie and how she's enabled that behavior.
It is 100% true.
Because she has, in her way, she was petting him and making sure he could get through the charter. Well, everyone was doing that.
No pun, or pun intended, they've all walked around eggshells with him.
Yes.
Because they don't want to lose the ship. And then, this is cutting to later, but then when they see the other fucking hot ship, they're like, we should have gotten rid of
Matt. Luca from the Dick Riviera.
Whoa!
Ooh.
Whoa!
Ooh. Y'all, I would climb that... like Sibylink or whatever, Sibylus. That was a Croatian mating call.
It was.
We did get a little lazy Susan action later on.
We did.
That was the original inspiration for the chandelier scream.
It was.
Because it was talking about me at a party on a lazy Susan.
Yeah.
Just being shifted around.
There you go. There you go.
Good times in the frat parties.
Good times.
So, still got the paddle scars.
Yeah.
What's that for?
I thought you had just a
TKE on my ass.
Yeah, I just thought you pledged sick ta. I didn't know.
They certainly pledged me.
Wow.
Matthew is still up to his old ridiculous antics, and we're all so sick of it by now.
Yes.
And so the guest, this is, I don't want to get too much into this because we talked about this in the last episode. The guests are trying to fuck with them. I don't know if it was production suggested this.
I don't think they're still, I don't think they're high maintenance guests. I just think
But did you hear them say, we're really going to put you through your paces today?
I think that's a bit of production stuff.
Maybe.
Yeah, I feel like.
I feel like it's shitty.
It is shitty to say that. They're just, bless Katie's heart, they're partiers.
Yeah.
Which, well, I guess I wouldn't. I was going to say, maybe I would stay up on a boat.
No, you would go to bed at 11.
I don't know. A part of me, though, because I'm
you
not.
You can't stay up late.
I'm not used to... No, I can't. I just choose not to.
The reason why we don't do evening shows is because someone's eyes start fading at 10.
So do yours.
Not true.
Yeah.
I'm entertaining till 2.
Yeah, but when you're on your back, you're not having to think. So
fair point.
But a part of me, though, would want to stay up on this because I just... grew up not having money like this, so if I went on one of these charters, I would totally be in my head, I gotta get my money's worth.
Oh God. Maybe that's
I don't think I could ever relax on this because I would be thinking how much money I spent on this.
That's sad.
I'm just not in that place in my life. I don't know if I ever could be.
So they're basically, the guests are saying, we've been so thirsty, blah blah blah. They are needy though.
Well, yes, I guess needy, but just not like what's her name? Who That she was high maintenance.
Jim Lee Hill.
No. The woman before was high maintenance. The woman on the deck before that went down there and said, surprise me.
Athena.
I feel like this was more, they're high maintenance, but maybe it's just editing, but it did seem like they were up there for a long time. Like I would know if people are in the hot tub to kind of be around.
There's one stew, though.
I know.
She's doing what she can do.
Yeah.
I know it's top service, but it is
which Poodle and I enjoy.
Yes, love a good top service. But
it was shitty.
A real tragedy is Matthew has spilled his dressing and needs help. And Katie's like, "What am I gonna do now?" And she's like, "I can't fucking
help
you."
I can't. And Matthew keeps saying, as he always says, "Ugh, worst day ever.
Should I do burgers? Help me!
Help me!
Help me!
Help me!
Do I make meatballs? These are my big problems."
And then Malia just comes down, and says, so this is breakfast, y'all. So he's talking about meatballs because he's talking about the lunch. So the breakfast goes, the breakfast is not great.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, this is fine. They kind of eat breakfast. The reason why I say they're not super high, mate, I think it's a bit of production fucking with them because Athena would have called Matthew up to breakfast and said, this was a subpar breakfast.
Right.
Whereas they don't say anything to him.
Right.
And they didn't say anything at the end when they leave. That's why I agree with you. I think a lot of this is production that's saying,
that was my impulse.
You fuck with them.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it would have been, I was kind of wanting them. It would have been fantastic TV for them to call Matthew up and say, these omelets really suck, dude. Would have just gone,
That's why it felt like a little bit in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's why I was kind of, I think they were trying to make it a last charter, so they were trying to make it difficult. Anyway, it's very windy, y'all. Captain Sandy's losing her shit. She needs a good edging session like nobody's business.
Oh, she does. She just needs Keira Knightley to just read that Virginia Woolf poetry for her for like 3 hours.
It's nothing that high art, though. No, I will not. Don't. And also, take the name of Keira Knightley out of your mouth when we're talking about Captain Sandy. Take her name. Remove it.
So, but y'all, this is what's going on right now. The ship, it's really windy. The ship is dragging its anchor.
And they're getting close to the shallows. The picnic.
We're close to the shallows now. I will say, I am basic, but that new Adele song is good.
I watched it when it was released. I
didn't watch the video.
Midnight.
I just heard it. That song is good.
I forgot I had feelings.
I am so
until
excited.
Until I heard that song. She has.
It's so good.
She has dealt gays a blow again. And all people. But y'all, gays needed that song in 2021.
We did not need the Billy Porter song, Children.
No.
That's not
no,
great.
No, I have not heard that.
It's not, because Spotify told me like, oh, new music. And there was like Adele, Billy Porter. It's not great. Listen to Adele.
He can't sing anymore.
He kind of can't.
It's so raspy.
Don't get me wrong, y'all. I love what he's done for the community. And I saw him in like 1997.
He can really sing then.
Dude, watch the old records of him being the teen angel from Greece. It was
what production?
The touring pro. They revamped it because in the Broadway production, which is actually smart, they made it that they cast Billy Porter and they do it all like a church revival. That's the way it's done. And it was the most acrobatic. And
was it filmed?
I don't know if it's filmed. It's on the recording of it. It's on the revival recording.
Oh, on the revival recording. Okay.
But it is
audio recording.
But seeing that live was probably some of the best thing I've ever heard live in my life.
Oh, his recordings from the 90s and early 2000s are great. I heard him sing in like 2024 or
it's very,
2014. It's very raspy.
It's very auto-tuned now.
Yeah.
Anyway, Adele.
And the video is great too, y'all. It's like giving you a little bit of the Hello video. I think it's to her kid, like says basically take it easy on me since I was so shitty to your father. Don't hate me because she's had a divorce.
Yeah. Now she's dating.
Thank God for that divorce. We got some new Adele music.
I know. Sadly, thank God for Kacey Musgraves, too, because that album's great as well.
Because she got divorced?
Yeah, she got divorced.
I'll have to listen. I know everyone will come at me about this. I think she's a good writer. I just find the vocals underwhelming.
No, I get that.
And I wish someone else would sing those songs.
I get that. Yeah, it's she's not a... It's like a easy listening type of voice. It's not like a, I listen to her not for the voice, but for the lyrics and the songs.
But I want both.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. I have a high standard for vocals.
I don't know. Sometimes I need that. In some, like, I love John Pizzarelli. He's a great jazz musician.
That's different.
But not a great voice.
I disagree. I think it's a different genre because jazz vocals are very different than pop or country vocals.
That's true. But I mean, I normally really like someone like, that's why I love Kurt Elling, because of his vocals. But it's like whole different thing.
But I think you either have to be one or the other. I think she also has an image that does well for her. So it's almost like you need three things. You need the songwriting skills, which a lot of people don't have, but, which are amazing, mm-hmm. or your vocals or your image.
But and I think that about Taylor Swift. I don't think Taylor Swift has a nice voice. I don't like listening to her voice, but I listen to her.
I agree with it, but it has a little bit more soul in it than Kacey Musgraves, so which I find her voice thin.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
And it's not that it's bad, you guys. I just find, like, the big song that everyone was telling me I had to listen to was that Rainbow song. And I was like, it's a great song, and it can do something for me, but I don't find any soul in her
voice.
That's
actually one of my, it's not least favorite, it's a good song, but to me that is, like, one of
the... Yeah. Let me know her best vocal, because maybe I'll be convinced.
I don't think you're going to get that. I don't think... Yeah. She's just not that type of artist. She's not a vocal artist, so... But... Anyway, it's a good album, though, because she got a divorce. And we're just saying, y'all, thank you for the divorces. Adele and Kacey, you gave us good music. So, okay, where are we? Now, Katie's overstretched. Again, Matthew's needed constant validation. They're taking a boat trip, a picnic. So they've got to set up the picnic. So Malia sends David... And Courtney is going over there. So that's what Poodle was saying earlier, for some of you that don't watch. They're stew down. So Katie is like fucking doing laundry. She can't hear them that they need drinks. So one of the women, Deborah, she, bless her heart, she comes down to the kitchen.
And Matthew's like, I'll go get Katie.
Yes.
And instead of actually just making a drink for her, because he would never do that.
No. And this is why it's all hands on decks, too, because... This is the anchors dragging, and if they drag into shallow water, I guess the boat's going to be stuck.
I don't know.
Or a wreck.
I feel like this was trying to make stress for no reason. Well, maybe it is dangerous.
How did people sail before technology and underground radar?
Sail?
They wouldn't even know.
So
they
question.
Would just sail into any water.
Question. How is S-A-I-L pronounced?
Sail.
And how is S-A-L-E pronounced?
Sail.
How about S-E-L-L?
Sail.
Okay, just clarifying. Yeah, just clarifying.
You're welcome. Easy. I'm making it like Adele. I'm making it easy on you. So y'all, they finally get the anchor moved. Everything's fine. So they're setting up. Courtney and Katie are really struggling. Matthew is still like,
do I
like,
make all the dinner? Do I make shrimp? Do I make surf and turf? I want to make them all.
And Katie says, look, I don't have the time. I don't fucking care. And she walks away and Matthew goes, worst day ever.
It's never the worst day.
So anyway, y'all, they do the...
I like this moment when they're all kind of freaking out and he's making dinner and Sandy's like... going to bed.
She's like, hey, yep, that's going to come late. So, y'all, they go on the picnic. They do the picnic. It's beautiful.
It's a Family Matters marathon tonight.
Oh, it's Captain Sandy. Yeah, she's got to get there. Ooh, I hope someone dresses up as, not Stefan, but what was the woman Stephen Urkel would dress up as?
Oh, what was her name? People are screaming.
There's an article I read about
Ernestine?
That. Ernestine.
Was that it?
I think it was. He did an Instagram post about that, like how he did that. And then like I've got to remember, but like either production or producers, like he was basically talking about like black men dressing up, even like in a drag of like women. Or maybe it was his father, like shamed him for that and completely just...
But Cliff Wilson had done that before him.
But just eviscerated him for that. And he was younger.
He wasn't the first.
And it bothered him so much that that's why he never did that character again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's got a great Instagram. He's a smart guy.
But honestly.
Jaleel White, right?
Black comedians had done that before.
I know. For ages. Like ages. Anyway, on that note, we're going to take a commercial, y'all, and we're going to be right back with, again, kind of after the picnic, what happens at night, and the dinner where Captain Sandy completely gutted Mayfield.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, Ooh, I love those Quince Performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. It's Myrtle Urkel.
Myrtle, yes.
But Ernestine was a good guess. Myrtle.
Myrtle Urkel. Myrtle Urkel. That is definitely a Rodneyism.
Myrtle
Urkel.
Y'all, Rodney loved Family Matters. I did too.
I loved Family. I loved all the TGIF.
Same.
Step by step, just the 10 of us.
Step by step, day by day.
Day by day. Different women, different women. I need justice for all those people who recorded those theme songs.
They had that all that raspy voice. Let's see, there was Step by Step. There was, obviously, there was Full House was actually my least favorite of all of
them.
There was Full House, Step by Step. Perfect Strangers.
It kind of rotated. Some things were canceled. Perfect Strangers, Family Matters. What was the one with, that was Stacey Keenan Step by Step, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
That was with Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy, he was so, yeah. And remember the guy, Cody?
Oh, huge cock.
Oh. Oh.
Huge cock. I have to say that in like a Sean Connery voice.
Huge cock. My name is James Bond, and I have a huge cock.
I don't think Torkelson's. No, that was on Disney. I think that was
on. No, that was on NBC.
NBC.
I don't know. Like, who cares?
Who cares?
No, that was like appointment television.
Oh,
maybe it's because I was home a lot on Friday nights.
Well, we were at that age where you were too young to go out on Friday night.
Yeah,
you had to stay home, but you didn't want to stay with your parents.
Like,
like you didn't want to be home with your parents on Friday night because that was the worst thing ever. That was just like you. Wow.
Or maybe my brother and I were downstairs.
Maybe.
Watching Step by Step.
How many times did your mom say things like, "You, Jay Bird, what you want to do tonight? This will be nice having a Friday night." How many times did she say that, Poodle?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
It's another Friday night with Mother Poodle.
And then you moved away and broke her heart. She thought she'd be.
She would agree with you on that.
She thought you would stay there on Friday nights forever.
What are we going to do tonight, Jay Bird? Another Friday with your mother.
You don't got a wife. Where would you go? Where would you go, Jay Bird?
You got that gay let's relationship. Take, that doesn't count.
Let's take a bath. You go. I'll go first. You can have my leftover bath water.
There you go.
My mother. I found out that my father will. They will sometimes do that. My
what?
Yes.
How could we have? When did you find this out? We have done Smothered, and how could you not?
I completely forgot
you
about
it. You
were
talking about this next time we talk about my, Smothered, because you were one step away.
My father, but no, I would never do that with my mother. But my father said, just leave it there. I'll just jump in. I don't know why they thought that they could use the same bathwater. It's disgusting.
Wow. Wow, that just waylaid me completely.
Now, I would need new bathwater for my mother, to that definitely. I could see my father because stuff like that doesn't bother him, but it would gross me out.
And your father's cheap and doesn't want to waste water.
That's true.
Not for the environment, but for the money.
Wasting water is the worst possible thing, even though they have a well. I guess the well's going to run out one day.
Well, they all will, and we'll dry up, and we'll look like Mars. So, there you go.
Great.
Sorry, y'all. That's going to happen one day. Okay. So, this is night now.
I think it'll be Venus before we were Mars.
Probably.
It's on fire. Yeah. Will the world end in fire or ice?
Ice. So, the picnic goes fine, y'all. They love the food. This is why I like, again, I think it's some pretty, because the crew, like, they set up the food, and Katie says, like, okay, we got this. And someone jokingly says, well, Katie, you're not going to bring it over? And, like, one of the guests says, she brought it over on the boat. Get up and get your food.
Yeah, so that's it's fine. I think a lot of it, they're just being a little contrary. And
it's confusing. That's why we keep bringing it up.
I get it.
Being very meta, but as a production
it's
producer.
It's okay to fuck with people a little bit, but to me, Katie doesn't give off that vibe.
Yeah.
The way she's not going to dish it out that same way.
Yeah.
She hasn't done that. She's not that kind of. Now, someone like Kate Chastain would say, right, no, come on, get your damn self.
Yeah.
She would pick up on that.
Yeah.
But that's not Katie.
It's not Katie.
So she's not the best person to fuck with.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So they eat food. It's great. And then they come back to the boat. Now it is night. So now it is nighttime, and
That's Sandy does go to
Captain
bed.
Captain Sandy's like, bye. Bye.
I've
Nick
finished
at night's
charter.
Having a marathon.
I've finished.
And my
June Cleaver.
Yeah. It's having a marathon.
When she puts on that apron, you guys. Why does Wally have to come in and fuck up everything?
She totally loves June Cleaver. Because, and also to her, not her TiVo, what is the other thing that used to record television? That's what she has. It's not a TiVo. It's not a DVR.
What is that?
Oh, fuck.
It is the cheap version.
When TiVo came out, there was another version. Whatever. Let us know. That's what she's recording this on. So she's got a, it's broken.
Her Android Google.
Yeah, whatever.
So they're taking their food out. The guests are having dinner. And the guests are like, again, the guests are saying, well, how confident are you in dinner, Katie? Because it has to be good for us. And again, I think if this was another Chief Stew, it would be a different. But Katie's just not this person.
Where another Chief Stew would be like, well, you'll get what you get.
Yeah. And I think these people would do well with someone like that. They just don't know how to read someone, and they kind of don't care. They're doing it their way.
Yes.
So, y'all, there was one moment where Sandy goes, Lloyd to the bridge. And then Martin is waiting there. Now, And what I thought might happen was Captain Sandy's like, Lloyd, this here's Martin. He wants to show you his big Danish cock and have you service him for a little while.
If you could just swab his dick and let him plunder your booty.
Instead, they ask, now this is just as good, I guess, not for me, but Martin, God, who is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
I don't know if he's Danish or not. He looks somehow Scandinavian.
His jaw could cut glass. It's so square.
Yeah, Dutch, Dutch, Danish, something like that.
And broad shoulders, kind of a thick neck. Just kind of, you hold, they're the kind that just lift you up when they, like, you just hold onto their shoulders and just go, oh!
That was disturbing. Wait, I never want to see that again.
My headphones fell off. Whoa.
While you're getting yourself back together and I'm giving myself a mental car wash. Martin says, we're looking for an engineer to do a crossing. To do a crossing. And I'm starting, because this is what Lloyd's been wanting.
Yeah.
A job after this and to work with.
And Malia told Martin. Malia is the one who said, you should talk to Lloyd about it.
Y'all, can you imagine being on a crossing with Martin, Jake, and the other engineers?
A crossing's when they really don't have a crew, right?
Yeah.
You're just getting a boat there. It's just men.
And they're looking for an engineer.
Out men, at sea.
People maybe aren't showering as often as they need to.
I'm not into that,
it just
but
gets
you are.
Quite musky into the hull.
I don't love that, but you...
Everyone kind of just wears less and less clothing.
Yeah, I'm imagining someone's dirty underwear stuck in your mouth and you getting plowed like a pig, and that's not for me. I like, but still, I am imagining...
Men at close quarters.
All right, you just ruined that for me. So, y'all, they're going to do it. Lloyd's excited.
Jimmy Buffett playing.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Paradise. I like mine with ladies and gentlemen.
That is the stupidest fucking song. I'm sorry if you're a parrot head.
One of the richest rock stars in the world.
I know.
Top 10.
Changes in attitude, changes in latitude. Didn't we say that you didn't know that was a song?
I didn't, but you said it. I know others. Come on, let's get drunk and screw.
Is that Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah. Let's get drunk and screw.
I don't know a lot of them.
My theater teacher from high school loved him.
Great.
And he came on the radio and she was singing along to Come On, Let's Get Drunk and Screw and not paying attention. She was very Baptist proper. She was singing along. And then in the middle of the song, she literally almost ran off the road because she went, I forgot you're in the car. And she forgot I was in there and
why
almost
was,
killed us.
Why were you being driven around?
There was like three of us. We were driving to state competition.
I see.
We had to go early. And the bus driver, Mr. Trishiani, he couldn't drive the bus up that day because he had to get steroid shots for his back because he used to be a pro wrestler. So he was in a lot of pain.
I don't give a fuck about any of this.
So he drove up everybody else the next day.
I need to know.
Yeah.
Mr. Trish.
We called him Trish. He's the one that threw erasers at us, the big ones, when we were acting like meatheads. Anyway,
okay.
Lloyd says Malia's the best boss he ever had. He praises Malia.
I'm just even trying to come back from Trish.
Even
sorry,
though Malia, an hour ago, got on to Lloyd for doing his CV when she didn't realize Lloyd was trying to make her a thank you card.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That was
funny.
So
the guests are y'all staying
gambling.
Up late. They want gummy bears. They want chips.
Now, you know who would do this? Again, I think I kind of would, but you might not admit this. But Poodle, he looked at me for saying, like, that's sad, but if you spent this money on it, I know your father would kick in. If you spent this much money on a charter and it was the last night of free alcohol.
No, I'd get a lot of drinks.
You would stay up as late as you could.
I think I would. You know what I would do?
Especially if we were gambling.
I would have said, bring us a bunch of stuff and then... We're fine, though.
I think I would say, like, after, like, 1 o'clock, I would say, like, just leave stuff out and tell us. If you don't, we'll help ourselves.
Yeah.
And you can just clean up tomorrow morning. Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, nothing is worth people not getting sleep. Katie was up for 20 hours straight.
And I want to just say, though, I understand that. I will say this about Katie. She's one of the hardest working chief stews we've had. Kate worked really hard on her earlier seasons. Hannah was great at delegating and kind of deciding when she didn't want to work anymore.
Okay.
Some people have said Hannah was lazy in her seasons. I can understand that. There were some moments where Hannah was like, nope, fuck this. But I think it's Katie's still a little young. So I think she is a really hard worker. However, it does not being a leader means that you always don't have to work the hardest sometimes.
Yeah.
You should keep yourself in a position where you can also be a leader and exhibit good leadership. And to do that, you have to get some sleep.
Yes.
And so maybe you should have kept
But when you were her age and younger,
yeah,
you think you just pushed through it. Y'all, when you hit 30, you realize all-nighters don't work as
they
well.
They ain't good.
They ain't good.
But yeah, you could have put Delaney in the laundry room.
You could have.
Yeah.
But she should have saved her.
I understand why she didn't want to, but anyway. So they're up there till 4:30. She's just so frustrated. The next morning, y'all, Courtney is trying to figure out how to make Bloody Marys, which I'm kind of surprised by. I guess she hasn't been out of the laundry room for very long.
No,
so
she's making Bloody Marys, and then
y'all, we're docking. It's gonna be the smoothest docking ever. I love a good smooth docking.
Don't Google that. So they do. They dock. Best line of the thing. They all get in their whites and they line up and they're in line. And then Captain Sandy goes, "Whew, I'm tired."
I screeched.
And you see Katie's face just go.
She just looks just like.
But it's like, all inside.
What did this bitch just say? You can just see. Did this bitch just say she was tired? I haven't slept more than 3 hours a night for the last 2 weeks.
It was chef's kiss.
And this bitch had 10 hours of sleep and she's tired.
She's tired.
After a lot of episodes of L.A. Law.
She loves
Jill Eikenberry.
She loves making love to that theme song.
Boom, 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 boom. Remember when she fell down that elevator shaft?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a
show I used to watch with my grandmother.
I used to watch L.A. Law.
And my grandmother's like, this is kind of sexual. You might not want to watch all of it.
I would watch that show again. Now from L.A., we'd have a totally different understanding.
That's some other theme song.
Yeah.
I don't know. It all had saxophones and synthesizers.
Poodle, let's talk about just the tip. You want to talk about the tip meeting?
Oh, yeah, just the tip.
Captain
Sandy, they said...
First off, they get a big tip, y'all. Biggest tip they've ever got. It's $20,000. They all get they all get money. Great.
Katie, you worked so hard this charter. KK, you've been doing so good. And I'm just proud to know all of you. Matt, you're the opposite of how you were when you got here. I'm glad about that. Less said, the better. Malia,
I'm going to cry. Really proud of you.
I always knew you could be there with my leadership and me mentoring you every step of the way you got here.
You invest
with my help.
You invest in your team. Remember, I know you'd never heard that before. Invest in a team. It's a new concept. I'm going to trademark it.
It turns out they made $132,000 in tips this season, which is great.
They did. So that's where Captain Sandy says, "And I'm going to meet you out for dinner tonight."
And they're
actually,
like,
we're going to have Luca, the chef, come up, and he's going to meet us for drinks before we go.
And this is just to fuck with Matthew, y'all. This is exclusively to fuck with Matthew.
And y'all, Luca shows up.
And he's hot. Dick Riviera. It's a huge, girthy dick.
Riviera. Y'all, it's the best thing. Because no matter, look, Matthew's not ever said this, but y'all, say what you want. If
Luke
you're the,
is so swarthy.
If you're too, that's a great word for it. Mm-hmm. If you think Matthew is hot, then sure. But he is not. But he's not conventionally attractive. So
Matthew,
yes. I'm just going to say this. That is one thing he's super self-conscious about. If you probably ask him about like his nose or whatever, he doesn't like the way he looks. So, but he knows he's a good chef.
Yeah.
the only way to completely undercut that is have someone like fucking Luca who walks in. Not only is he good looking and swarthy, he has not big, huge dick energy.
He does.
Whether he has one
tattoos.
Or not, he just has this bravado, and he walks in.
And he is a straight man who's confident about himself.
And Matthew completely cowers and has to leave the room. Now, look, if you were a person, what would you do if your own pride, if you were musically directing a show and they said, oh, in case Jake shit the bed, we had this other music director named Deontay or whatever, and Deontay walks in and says, hello, yes, I was going to be the music director. What would you say
to him? Hey, so sorry we didn't have to have you.
And then make that face. But wouldn't you at least introduce yourself?
Yes, I would. You know what I would do? I would play so nice.
Yes.
He would never know I was plotting to throw him off the ship. He would never know.
Matthew,
I would be, you know what it is? I would be his best friend.
Matthew can't even do
that. No, he can't even do that. That's the thing with me, y'all. If I'm like overly familiar with you, and I'm trying to be too nice,
uh-huh.
That's when you need to worry. That's when I'm thinking about killing you.
That's why I never worry.
I know.
So, yeah, it's just, oh God,
there could be
him.
Only one.
And Matthew's like, I need to stay sober for this dinner. I'm going to go off.
Well, never. No, that's not going to happen.
Y'all, Katie is fucking into Luca. She's like, where are you from?
She is.
So, Matthew's even like, are you a Scorpio? And he's like,
ugh.
No, that's not a Scorpio. It's a lobster. I'm into fish stuff, you know, because I'm from Croatia. Anyway.
I bet he can make some good food.
Oh, yeah.
And then he feeds it to you naked after he bangs you like a screen door. I have been told on school, not that I like being corrected. I did not know this was a part of it. And I feel like I'm like Captain Sandy. I feel like I've made up being banged like a screen door, but I'd never heard it before. A woman said it's actually an expression, but it's like the question is, I was banged like a screen door in a hurricane.
Oh, I have heard
which
that.
I love that. Oh, so now we've heard it.
I've never heard that.
Get that know-it-all shit on me. I'd never heard that. So now I'm going to use it, though.
We're not from places where there's hurricanes.
South Carolina has hurricanes on the coast.
Yeah, but you're super inland.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't really affect you, so you probably never heard it.
True.
Things about tornadoes I've heard of. Like, I'm sure you've heard expressions about mountain people making moonshine and things exploded or went bad or whatever your natural
really.
Disasters are there.
Not really.
What's a natural disaster
floods.
In Pickens? Oh, floods.
Floods, tornadoes.
Oh, okay.
Trailers exploding because of meth.
There, we need to move on. Y'all, it's the part. Oh, wait, they're going out to dinner.
Fires, lots of fires.
We need to move on.
Fires.
Captain Sandy is, she's sitting there and she's like, this crew is the epitome of, again, Doc Poodle said her new phrase, teamwork makes the dream work.
Trademark, Captain Sandy, lead her ship tour.
Also, one of her other trademarks is, what's your high and your low? I know you've never done this before.
This is a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. They probably all went around and said they're high and low, but
and
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because Captain Sandy immediately says, Milo was cooking that dinner.
Right, Matthew.
And looks at Matthew, because Matthew had to quit. And Matthew's like, yeah, sorry about that.
And she's like, but my high was also the dinner. You see how we can make, because I don't know if you know this, but the word for crisis in Chinese, it's also the word for opportunity. Again, I made that up. I came up with that. I wrote the Chinese words.
Yeah.
I decided that's what they meant.
Here's what I got from that. She still said her highest moment was when Matthew wasn't there.
Yeah.
But so she fucking shaded him.
Yeah.
But literally, y'all, it was like she put the dagger in his heart. Took out the dagger and then said, oh, by the way, the tip of that blade was poisoned.
Yeah. She is. She is great at...
I loved it because I hate him.
She is great at really... thing about Sandy is, even though she is a pretty good judge of people, she just won't say it.
Yeah, that's true.
She knows.
She knows he's a gross.
She knows he's gross. She knew Lexi was a complete disaster.
Yeah.
And a terrible person. But she had to say that to maintain appearances.
Yeah. It's optics for her, always.
Exactly. So she's a good judge of people.
She is.
Yeah. She doesn't say it.
She doesn't. So
then Malia says, Dave, I need to tell you, this season you've done everything I've asked and everything I haven't asked from you, and that's why you're lead deckhand. And I think he's been, I wrote this down too, best deck crew in the way they got along, the morale, they ran like a machine. Even when like people like Z, who was pretty green, they had David, and David caused no drama. Mm-hmm. Aside from hurting his leg. But we've had people on deck crew before get on showmances with the Stews and or have problems with authority, and we never had any of that.
Nothing.
And it was just so smooth. And in general, besides Lexi, we had no real problems.
Which is why these last like two or three episodes were a little bit of a...
Yeah. Yeah.
They were just kind of a slow burn.
So in the deck crew, Captain Sandy leaves, thank God.
And Mayhew comes back to the boat and goes to sleep, thank God.
And y'all, everyone just gets messy.
That's a lazy Susan. God, when you're young, I could never get on that lazy Susan. I'd just be worried about hurting myself.
It was a good time when I was 20s. So Malia, she's like... Katie gets up. She's like, oh, a little fairy came and cleaned up. Malia cleaned up the crew mess.
Oh, the next
after
day,
it was a mess. Yeah.
Malia cleaned it up.
I'm going to say this. God, I can't believe after how much I talked shit about Malia last season, because she was not at her best.
Granted, I think she's gotten a great edit, but
yeah,
she really has been a great boss to
Yeah.
Them. Like beyond.
Yeah.
Beyond.
But it's interesting. She got and there has been internet hate building for her. I think because she's a strong woman, for a couple of seasons. Then it turned when she turned into kind of a mean girl, and Hannah had a huge following of Hannah stans.
Yeah,
and they all kind of turned against Malia.
We had people upset that we were covering this show. I was like. It's a reality show.
They're like, how dare you?
How dare
after
you?
What that show
I,
did to
I
Hannah.
Am not watching. I am not listening to Crappens after they're covering the show with Lisa Rinna coming back. Forget them. Come on. That's the show.
I
Y'all pick and choose your battles.
I know.
Anyway, it's departure day. They're all kind of going. It's pretty uneventful to me. They're all going up and saying bye to Captain Sandy.
Because they're all going to Split. We're going to Split.
Split, which I guess is
a city. It's a resort city.
Oh, I was
you
like,
did
what's
not, you
Split?
Had no idea, did
I
you?
I missed. I was like, what's Split? I'm so confused. So,
it's a resort.
I think this is a terrible idea. The last thing I want to do when I've been on a boat with a month for people.
They've done it before.
That's what they're doing. It's like Poodle and I've been, y'all. You got to be very selective if after you've been at a summer camp, who you go on a trip with.
Ooh, that's
summer
the truth.
Camp to.
Oh, by the end, you only want like two or three people.
Yes.
You don't want.
The people that take a trip of like 10 people, it's not going to go good.
No, someone winds up fighting.
And that's kind of how the episode ends, that you hear the producers asking like, how was the Split? Mayhew's like, oh, you mean about the sex party? I hate him too.
Anyway, we're gonna hear something about it on the reunion, of course. What happened in Split?
We haven't seen a trailer of the reunion, so we don't know.
We don't know if it's one part or two parts.
I hope to God Lexi comes back. I know she said she's not. I hope she came back and it's a surprise. I doubt it, though.
She has said
since she's selling
not.
Secrets of the show, I don't think she's going
to
be about
no,
it.
No, when you start to say that, you are persona non grata.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bravo and Bravo cuts you out and you don't come back.
You know what's really stupid of her? She could have totally worked this into coming back next season as a redemption story and people.
And it's like Adrian from the first season, she could have come back as a charter guest.
Yeah.
And no, and that's the thing. She wanted to be on a reality show so she could marry a rich guy. And now this has, and the only thing left for her to do is become an influencer.
Fame just, I mean, Oprah says it puts a magnifying glass on who you already are. And the problem is she's a very hurt person.
Yeah.
Who's just hurting
and
people.
And it's a shame because we never saw her actually, every time she would be vulnerable, she would, the next moment, have some type of anger
and tell someone they should have been aborted.
Yeah, or calling someone or saying, I have so much money.
Yes, in classes.
And, yeah.
That's the show,
That's
everybody.
The show.
Low Deck Mid.
Low Deck Mid.
So we're excited for the reunions. We're super excited for regular Below Deck. You know we're going to be jumping into that, y'all. So some of you are asking. That'll be on the regular feed as well.
Yes.
Also, if you're if you want to listen to Classic Days of 90 Day Fiancé, that's on our Patreon, as well as Love After Lockup.
Yes.
Plathville is starting to wrap up, we think, soon. I don't know what's our next cringe show.
Two more episodes. You know what?
We don't know what's coming
down. I've been looking what's coming down the pike. I don't have a ton of stuff. We haven't gotten renewals on Smothered or Extreme Sisters or Yumi and My Ex yet.
Don't ask for anything new, y'all. We don't have time. We are having Winter House come too.
Winter House.
Which is going to be on
well
the free feed.
As well as Below Deck. OG Below OG. Deck, which is coming out the 25th y'all, with Captain Lee. Ooh,
you're going to get four shows on the free feed.
Yeah.
As I've said before, you're getting raw dogged on the free feed the American way.
I don't know. We do know Eddie's back as first officer now. Eddie's
not familiar.
Back as first Eddie. Oh, Eddie's had a long storied past. You either kind of love him or you hate him.
God.
He's cute, though. He's aged into his looks now. He used to be like a... And I think the only other person... We know Rachel, the ship, who I liked, who had a reputation for being temperamental and throwing things, but I liked her. I don't know if we've announced... I don't know if they've announced a Chief Stew yet.
No, they haven't. I haven't seen it.
It is, of course, Daddy Captain Lee.
It is.
You're going to lose it over Captain Lee, especially if he's shirtless.
I know. I've sent lots of pictures. All right, y'all.
Anyway,
that's
we're excited about what's coming up.
Go to realitygazepodcast.com for
all... No, realitygaze.com.
Realitygaze.com. Sorry, habit. Go to realitygaze.
You would read anything if
that's
it was...
That's true. Realitygaze.com. You can also go to our merch
Ron
store.
Ron Burgundy?
Exactly.
That is you.
I forgot how we end this show. So, y'all, that's Below Deck. We're excited for the reunion. But until next time, everybody.
Anchors a gay.
That's it.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.